Siman Shinta Zayin Sefei. If you have a Tzvi, a deer that came into a house, remember a Tzvi is something that's Malacha the Rice of Tzedon, someone traps it. As someone closed the door in front of it, now it can't get out. He's Chayiv from Malacha of Tzod. The Mishnah Berurah says that even if this person did not cause the deer to come in, it came in on its own, he's the one who closed the door. He's Chayiv if he did the Malacha. Kavachemer if he schlepped the deer into the house or he caused it to come in and they closed the door, he's definitely Chayiv. Mishnah Berurah explains also that a deer cannot open a closed door, so even if the door is not locked. By merely closing the door, you trapped it. And you're the one that's going to be chayiv. The Mechaber says two people close the door together. They're potter. It's potter avalosim. Mishnah Berurah explains it's a drasha. Nevesh achas techta b'shkaga me'an oritz ba'seisa. Ba'seisa. Someone does the whole malacha's chayiv. Someone did part of the malacha. Then he's not going to be chayiv. So here, since each person could have done it on their own, instead they did it together. So each one only did a mixas of the malacha, and therefore both can be potter avalosim. Indeed, the Mechaber says if it's a door, it's a heavy door. It takes two people to close it. Cannot be done by one person typically. So then they're both chayiv. Mishnah Berurah explains since that's the typical way to do it, because you couldn't do it by yourself, you need two people to do it together. So that's the way to do it. Then it's called doing a full malacha together, and they're chayiv. As opposed to, Mishnah Berurah gives an example of a case, it's among Avram, Bishem the Rambam, that one of them could have done it himself, and the second one couldn't. That's the one that was stronger, and the other one's weak. Or the Biralacha adds another example, one of them is using his full force, the other one only uses his finger to help, so he's not pulling in the full kaychas over here. It's Zeh Yachov, Zeh Yachov. So the one who could do the whole thing himself, he's chayiv, and the other one's only part of Lassar, because he didn't play much of a role. The Rambam says that once the door is closed, if somebody locks it, they're not going to be chayiv. It's mutter to lock it, because they're not adding anything. Once it's already closed, so and the deer cannot get out, the tzvi cannot get out, so locking it is just a shmir. That's called shmir, watching something you already have. It's not called seda, it's already trapped. And therefore, by locking the door, you're doing nothing wrong. It's mutter l'chatchila. Similarly, Mishnah Berurah says that the Rav brings from the Ran. Another case, it's the tzvi is in the house and it's tied down. You can't escape. Then you can close the door. Even if afterwards someone unties the tzvi and now it's going to run around, you don't have to open the door. Since at the time you closed the door wasn't doing anything because the tzvi is already tied down. So it's better that you close the door. Now, once the tzvi is untied, it happens to be he won't be able to get out of the house because the door is already closed. Sivav, the Mechaber says, a case, if somebody was sitting by a doorway, he's filling up the whole doorway. A second person wants to sit there now, either in front of him or behind him. Second person could sit there, and he's not doing anything. And even if that person, first person now gets up and leaves, let's say that when Mishnah Berurah explained, the second person was sitting more to the outside, and the first one person gets up and walks into the house. Or let's say a second person was coming from in the house. He sat down more inside the house than the first one. Now the first one gets up and goes out of the house. So the second one didn't do anything, because the first person is the one who trapped the animal, trapped the tzvi, he's the one who's chayiv. And the second person now, when he sat down, he didn't do anything, even though now the tzvi is only trapped because he's there, he didn't do any pula sh'isr, he didn't do anything at all, he stayed in his place. The first one just walked away. Now it's important to understand the case that we explained about Peter Mishnah Berurah, because it has to be that the second one did not have to move around in order to continue filling up the whole doorway. That's what it has to be. The first one either walked out or walked in. And the way the second one was able to stay in his place. Maybe it could be a case the first person jumped over the second person to get away. The point is the second person did not have to move. So when he sat down, the second person did nothing wrong because the first person was doing the tzedah. And once the first person leaves, the second person has the right to stay there. And it's not considered that he's doing anything. He's not moist of anything. And he's just there the way he was the whole time. It's mutter chatchila. Mishnah Berurah says the one's not allowed to lock his house in order to protect the kelim in his house from ganavim or anything like that. If he knows the tzvi inside his house, he knows kavan is b'chol not to trap the tzvi. It's obsecration. In fact, doing obsecration on a melacha d'oraisa, he'll be chayiv. It's nichla, he's happy to have the tzvi, even if that's not his kavana. Mamish melacha d'oraisa. And kavachomer, certainly if his kavana was for both to protect his belongings, as well as to trap the tzvi, so then he's for sure going to be chayiv in such a case. He's mechavan for both, it's considered like his mamish mechavan. And then he's definitely chayiv for tzedah. It's worse than segregation. Now let's say one person sat in the doorway but didn't fill up the whole doorway. A second person comes to fill up the rest of the doorway. The second person is chayiv. The first person not do tzedah because the tzvi can still escape, go around him. The second one is one is chayiv. Another case, let's say a tzibur, a pigeon, a bird, goes onto someone's like coat, you're wearing coat, goes into the inside of your coat. So now it came on its own, it's trapped there because it came on its own and it got stuck there without you doing anything. You're not allowed to take it with your hand and put it down anywhere for a scientific reason because they're probably muksa. It's about chayiv or muksa. Rather, you just keep it there until Shabbos ends, or you just take your coat off in your house and walk off. The halacha is the one can open the door of their house if the tzvi in the house, or untrap a tzvi or any animal for the trap is trapped in. That's no halacha of doing the opposite of tzedah. Trapping is a halacha, but untrapping, so to speak, the reversing is not a problem. Just be careful not to physically with the hands move the animal because it's a problem of muksa.